Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Tuesday, October 10th, 2023, Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting. We're glad you're all here, and we'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to represent the citizens of Jefferson County. We pray for the families and the elected officials and all the staff of Jefferson County. We say a special prayer for our fellow commissioner in his absence. We ask that all people pray for him and all of our families as we go forth in this troubled world. We pray for those that are fighting for our democracy overseas, and we pray for those families that have been lost to war. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our meeting with time of public comment. If anyone has a comment that they wish to make on any item that's on the agenda today, you may approach the lectern. If you're attending remotely, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing no comment, we'll move on and take our first agenda item out of order, which is under County Commissioners Item D, to consider and possibly approve a proclamation declaring the week of October 8th through 14th, 2023 as Texas Extension Education Week in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And I believe we have representatives of the Extension Education Association here. Yeah. So if y'all would like to come up to the podium, I will read this proclamation. And it says, whereas the Texas Extension Education Association of Jefferson County believes strong families are basic to the well-being of Texas, and whereas they have education programs that address critical needs impacting Texas families and communities, and they see education as a lifelong learning process, believing that it is vital to develop leadership skills for personal growth and volunteers and opportunities for further development, and whereas cultural, ethnic diversity and global awareness and programs and membership is present, and the Texas Extension Education Association cooperates with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service to attain mutual goals, and October 8th through 14th, 2023 is Texas Extension Education Association Week in Texas. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim the week of October 8th through 14th, 2023 as Texas Extension Education Association Week in Jefferson County, Texas, and wishes them well in all of their endeavors. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court. And I'll turn it over to you and let you introduce your team if you wish.
Okay, my name is Gloria Williams, and I'm with the Texas Extension Education Association, and here with the with our agent and members of Metro Club. And I'm going to attempt to give you a brief history of the Extension Education Association. The Extension Education Association began many years ago, although the program has gone under several name change, and the first club organized. The main purpose for its existence has remained the same: continuing education for women. In 1912, Mrs. Edna Westbrook Trigg was appointed to the first Texas home demonstration agent. She first worked with farm girls and then later with the mothers to teach them how to grow and prepare tomato. And by 1914 and 1915, Tomato Club was organized in most counties in the United States. In 1917, report indicates that women in home demonstration clubs, as they were called, held regular meeting and demonstrate canning, drying fruits and vegetables to preserve poultry, bread making, producing winter garden, and making butter. Efforts were being made to pass national legislature in support of the extension work in agriculture and home economics. The first passage of the Smith Leveler Act in 1914 established a cooperative extension service, and in 1915 the legislature accepted the Smith Leveler Act organizing the Texas A&M College to administer the cooperative extension service in Texas. In 1918, Mrs. Maggie Wilkes Berry was appointed to the extension specialist in the Rural Women Organization. When Mrs. Berry came to work, her job was to serve as liaison between the education service, and she organized the women group in Texas. Two leading women organizations at that time were the Federation of Women's Club and the Texas Congress of Parents and Teachers. Ms. Berry's own belief that effective organization must have its roots in the community where it is to function. So the Home Demonstration Club were formed as a result of local interests under the guidance of the county home demonstration agent. In 1924, the first council was organized, and the council selected district agent and The counties selected by the district agent were those in which leadership had been developed significantly to undergo such a step, and where the agent showed some aptitude for learning the fundamental organization. In 1926, Mildred Horton, state home representative, encouraged the home demonstration women to organize into Texas Home Demonstration Association. The organization meeting was held at the Texas A&M College Short Course at College Station. And the purpose was to assist the 4-H Club girls in giving them financial assistance and for them to learn the principle of parliamentary procedure and to preside over their own meeting. And in the early years, the state organization collected 50 cents per capita to contribute from the clubs to pay expense and maintain college scholarship fund for the first scholarship being awarded in 1927 And as of today, we still give, the state still give scholarship, not only to the 4-H, but also to adults. And in 1931, under the direction of Maggie Barrett, the Texas Home Demonstration Association recognized a new constitution and bylaws adopted. The object of the organization was to coordinate activities of Home Demonstration Club and Women County and Women's County Home Demonstration Council. During the Depression, the association, well,
You're doing a great job, but we have
3 minutes. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all didn't tell me that.
It's okay. But anyways, Extension has been with us for hundreds of years, and this group does a great job. And just this past year, they brought in over $80,000 worth of volunteer work. So,
that's some history right there.
Is it okay if we take a quick picture with y'all?
Sure.
But she talked about bread making, so next time y'all come back, you need to bring bread.
Bring sample.
That's Bobby Princess.
That's Bobby Princess. Yeah, I didn't know. She better looking than Bobby.
You did good.
I said she's better looking than Bobby.
Good job. Thank you for being here.
It's awesome.
Hey, cuz.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Y'all have a great week. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. Appreciate everything y'all do.
Thank you, Smith. Appreciate you.
All right, we're going to move on to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for invitation for bid for a term contract for catalog pricing for janitorial supplies for Jefferson County with Ferguson Enterprises Global Equipment Company, Inc., HD Supply Facilities Maintenance Limited, ICS Gel Supplies, Inc., Interborough Packaging Sanitary Supply Company, Inc., Unipac Corporation, all with pricing as shown on Attachment A. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with H2O Partners, Inc., for professional grant planning administration management services for Community Wildfire Protection Planning Grant. Pursuant to Chapter 262 Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Langford Community Management Services, Inc. for professional grant administration project management for USDA Forest Service Community Wildfire Defense Grant projects pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326, which is the U.S. Department of Agriculture grant. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Langford Community Management Services, Inc., professional grant administration and planning services for the NOAA Transformational Habitat Restoration and Cultural Resilience Grant Projects, pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a fiscal 2023 budget amendment for the Criminal District Court for additional costs for indigent defense in the amount of $125,000. Item B is consider and approve a fiscal year 2023 budget transfer for purchasing for additional costs for advertising in the amount of $2,800. Item C is consider and approve a resolution for the 2024 Indigent Defense Formula Grant application. And item D is regular county bills check numbers 510723 through 510956. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Erickson. Discussion. I did not see the resolution in there for the Indigent Defense Formula Grant.
I didn't either. It wasn't in the package. It was?
Okay. Well, we can get it after the court then. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A will be tabled until next week. Item B is consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the jury selection plan for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 62 of the Government Code. Item C is consider and possibly approve the 2024 county holidays, which will require discussion. So I'm going to need a motion and second. Apparently, Christmas this year falls on a Wednesday. We normally have 2 days off for Christmas. So I'm going to need a motion as to whether or not we're going to take Tuesday and Wednesday or Wednesday and Thursday. Or if there's any other discussion related to this after.
But Judge,
I make a motion for purposes of discussion.
Second
discussion. Yeah.
Discussion.
And second? Yeah. All right. We've got a motion and a second for purposes of the discussion.
Well, the discussion is, I think we had a request, and that was in reference to Juneteenth as a holiday.
Yeah.
I think the auditor told us what it was, 360?
360,000. For a day of holiday.
Either that or we shift one out.
Correct.
Are you making a motion?
I make a motion that we Juneteenth be a holiday without a question.
I second.
Okay, let's decide the Christmas issue.
Okay.
Y'all want Tuesday and Wednesday or Wednesday and Thursday?
I want Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
I second that.
If we go discuss it.
I think Wednesday
and Thursday.
Okay, so we've got Wednesday and Thursday.
What's that?
What is Christmas? Which is?
Didn't you say Christmas is Wednesday?
Yes.
So Christmas Eve. It's Tuesday. Yeah, that is true.
No way.
It's not that difficult.
Okay, so
let's take a poll of the employees.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Sure.
Most
employees in here, which one you would prefer?
Everybody who wants Tuesday and Wednesday, raise your hand. Everybody who wants Wednesday and Thursday, raise your hand.
Wednesday and Thursday, get it.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Good job.
Okay.
I'm going to take Friday in with y'all.
Yeah, he's working those 410s. So the question on Juneteenth is, do we get rid of President's Day? Or do we simply add one? So thoughts of commissioners?
Personally, for the last, and I'm going to slap some people, the last few presidents we had, we can get rid of President's Day. So that'll save the taxpayer some money, too. But most of our politics if it was Judge Day, I wouldn't get rid of it. But since it's President's Day, I vote that we get rid of President's Day and add Juneteenth.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that.
We'll still have 10.
11.
12. 12.
12.
Yeah, 12.
12. Yeah, you got 2 days on some of the holidays. Yeah.
Yeah. President's Day is the most logical one. I see that. Certainly not veterans, because we owe that to the veterans, and we owe that to.
Okay. So I have a motion to approve based on what we just discussed.
So move.
Second. All right. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And let's see here. And that also included item B, which was the approval of the jury selection plan on that motion. Okay. Under visitor center, we have one item A, to consider and possibly approve the Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations for the fall 2023 hot grant cycle is on the attached list. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, we have one item, to execute, receive, and file an overweight vehicle permit number 04-OW-23 and road use agreement to Duffield Inc. for the purpose of pipeline construction and hauling of materials along Jefferson County roads located in Precinct 2.
So moved.
Second.
Then moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And item A, under Management Information Systems, will be tabled. Is that correct, Mr. Ross?
Yeah, that's nice.
All right. That completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
If I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, Ms. Clark, today is the last day to register to vote in the November election, and that is an important constitutional election, constitutional amendment election. There's plenty of sources out there to find more information about those 14, I believe it is, amendments. Please exercise your right to vote. A lot of you have been hearing about a potential tax cut. You have to vote on that tax cut. So please be sure to get registered to vote and get out there and vote.
And read it close.
All right.
Judge, I have one, and
yes,
Kathy,
sir,
if you don't mind, come up to the podium. The Visitor Center will be starting a new virtual Visitor Center for events and the calendars starting today after Commissioner's Court, and I want to give her a moment to kind of give us an update on that.
We are so excited to finally unveil our virtual Visitor Center and events calendar. So many years, I mean, I've been doing this almost 35 years, and we've tried to have an events calendar that would keep going and keep the momentum and have the entire area put their events in there so that we don't have three or four events on the same day like we normally have. This past Saturday, it was crazy. Next Saturday and the following, it's also crazy. But all the nine counties will be able to input their events that are going to be going on. So they'll be in there. And Jefferson County is geofenced. So any events that are going on that are tourism related, if they're having a seminar about getting a knee replacement, that won't be on the events list. But anything that's open to the public, that people that would be traveling or your families and you would like to do, will be on this website. It is explorejeffersoncountytx.com. The reason why we picked Explore is because we're trying to not be confused with Jefferson, Texas. I hope you'll check that out today and check out our new website. And it is still growing, those events from the outer lying communities. We've got to get with them and get them to start putting their events on there, but there's plenty to do in Jefferson County, Texas.
And that's, Judge, I wanted to make sure I brought it up to say that, because A lot of time people say there's not anything going on in our county, and it's never true, be honest with you. So with that, please take your time and look at some of the things going on, because when you get relatives coming in town, there's a heck of a lot going on in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for that, Commissioner. And I want to take another opportunity to express the Commissioner's Court appreciation to MIS and all the subject matter experts in the various departments that have been working so hard on this Tyler Technologies transition. I did not know until yesterday that, you know, for all of us up here during the several years before we acquired the software from Tyler, had been talking to elected officials from other counties about their experiences with the software. And, you know, all of them told us that it was heck getting through the initiation phase of the software. Once they got through it, it was wonderful. What I did not know until yesterday was that all of the other counties that initiated the program only did it on a very limited basis. Maybe their county and district clerk's office and their sheriff's department or their DA. I understand that we're the first county in Texas for the whole county to go on the system, which made it an even more monumental task. And the MIS department and the subject matter experts in each of the other departments have been working extremely hard to iron out the blips that we've experienced, and I am hopeful that we're going to get to the point to where you know, we're going to have that depth of appreciation that other counties have for the system. Looks like we're trending that way. So thank you to everybody for your work.
You just have to keep on biting, one bite at a time, as that elephant said. One bite at a time, and keep it going.
An elephant.
That's it.
All right, anything further? Not. We thank you all so very much for being here today. We are adjourned.